Jesus says, as we go night after night, ominous meeting, may your presence be here, Lord. The great power of the Holy Ghost may they not even be able to pull the stake Monday. May it continue on, Lord. Oh, let thy spirit come down. Help us now as we worship thee. In Jesus' name, our Son, we ask it. Amen. It's just a little bit muddy out here tonight, isn't it? But it's a lot cooler. That's one good thing. Very happy for that. But it's not. Indeed, I just realize that I have to cut a few days off on the meeting, but I'm glad that Brother Hill Holzer has come to help, and that I want you, everyone, to come here, and he'll certainly do good for you. He was praying for the sick while I even entered ministry. And so that's the same man. And so that's very fine. And then here's the reason. I really come. You don't know what I got to do, and if I leave here on Sunday, I got one half a day to do it. And then drive 3,500 miles to get into the meeting and have a meeting in between there. How do you imagine? And I asked for the Lord if we could leave just a couple days early like this, and he said, certainly, Brother Graham. And that's what I love about the Lord and the church here is real Christians and understanding and things. And I tell you, that's worth a lot to know that you got a friend that's thicker closer than a brother, and people who understand. And I will sure, I'd love to stay down here a month with you. I like to do it. But I can't do it. After all things, I just tell you something that you don't know. Have I got a black eye for coming down here? See, that's right. I had 100 meetings, more than 100 meetings, that called in for the few weeks I've been from the convention. And people who were places where I've never been said, if you just come for one night, Brother Dan, and it's been trying for me to come for 10 years, month after month, for 10 years, then see me come around from the Shreveport, where I've been the biggest part of my time, and plus a few weeks meeting. They said, what is it down in Shreveport? Well, what's so important down there? And what's so important down in Shreveport? So, you know, Jesus, in his ministry here all night, he tried to kind of share the things around with everybody. That's the way I try to do. And I know we've had a wonderful time. I had some of the best anointings, and one message especially that the Lord gave me over there. And the other day, I have never had anything to strike me so in my life. A message to the church, a lamb in the bell, don't forget. Now, last night, here on the platform, by the way, before I stopped singing, Brother Moore and I have to be in California together right away. And maybe, God willing, when I start to California, I'll drop back by and give you a little night or two as we go through California. We're not going to even have to score a little bit every time. And how many understands and pray for them? I just wish you a thank you, Brother Sister. That's fine. I love you for that. And now, Brother Moore's going over to California. We're going to the International Zulu Freedom Rally. This is the 50th year. And I kind of got it on my heart how I have a revelation. The 50th year of Jubilee year of Pentecost. And while I was at the Westgate a year or so ago, the Lord just seemed to put it on my heart, and I announced it out before several thousand people, and it just caught fire. And now the Andrew Temple is going to be the great Zulu Street Rally. And this coming September the 10th, I think it is, 15th, to begin. And I have the privilege and the honor of opening the services, the first two services. Brother Oral Roberts, Tommy Hicks, and all many is going to be there in this great rally. And there will be many from different parts of the world will come to this great, that's the beginning of Pentecost in America. The old Zulu Street, and this is 50 years. The Jubilee was founded. You can go free now or stay back home. And so we're going over there, and then Brother Pinoza, who was with us down in Mexico a few months ago, and Brother Moore, Brother Brown, and all of us down there, well, we had a marvelous time in the Lord. And Brother Pinoza was my interpreter. Such a lovely brother, and he was so nice to me, and he wanted to go back and hold him a month's meeting. But I just can't do that. If my meetings were set up on a big scale, see, well then it would be different. I might be able to stay a month. But when it's on a small scale, not too much finance included in it, no radio programs, no nothing else, I feel free to go just where the Lord will lead me. see, and drop it here and stay a few nights, over there a few nights, down here a few nights, in the church, wherever it might be, it doesn't matter. And don't eat nothing, just clothes to wear, and say, by the way, some lady gave me a suit of clothes out of this year, and I sure appreciate that, my dear friend, whoever who it was, lady back in the back, God bless you, sister, for doing that. I certainly do appreciate it. Ain't the last night. And I do thank him. That's the way my clothes come, the people give to me. And remember, I don't mind if it didn't use that card of me. I'm raised to that. I sure appreciate it. And my Lord didn't have a place to lay his head. That's right. And for the Lord has given me a little place to live there and a little family. We just happy, and as long as we have not that I don't have our family, even if we could afford it, and get a big love offering, we could afford to go a little bit luxurious. I don't do that. No, sure. If I had this little bit over, I'd certainly foreign nation. God knows that to be true. And because I'm the steward of that when it's handed to me. I've got the answer for it that day. And I want it to be that way when I want everything clear when it comes down to the river. I don't want no trouble then. If there's trouble, I want to settle it now. That's right. Right now is when I want to settle up. Well, that morning I'm going to have a ticket in my hand ready when she pulls out. I want to have it all picked up then. And I'm trying my best with all that I can, brother, sister. And I have many good Baptists and Presbyterians and all here. And I appreciate your efforts in coming out here and helping me with the wind sinners to Christ. And I may not be able to speak like your pastor. I haven't the education. I haven't this ability. But you bear with me what God has given me to win sinners' time. And I appreciate that. I want to show you an answer to prayer. I'm going to show you that time. Let's see the hands. Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. Now, I want to say this. That remember, there was a lady somewhere, I believe the first woman or something, anyhow, somewhere along the tape will show it. I asked a woman who was full enough for some time with excess fluids in her body and told her that God had touched her somewhere. And I said to her, lady, would you be so kind to do this or something on that matter? Just 3 feet is something called a finger of the dream to me. I said, will you measure your body tonight and put it on a strain and come back tomorrow night and show us how much it strained? A long time this woman had been, how many remember if you came up to a woman? Well, she brought the string. Here it is. And she shrunk a little over an inch and a half overnight. Spent the last about 18 hours. Praise the Lord. Here's the lady here. Here's the woman present that was healed last night. Right here. Here's the lady here now. Let us say praise the Lord. And God bless you for your part of your day. This will be a memorial that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. How thankful we are. And I'm thankful for your loyalty to you, sister. It just keeps going down. It's on. You get well now. Lord Jesus. Now, you say, look at there. Inch and a half in about 15 or 18 hours, I suppose, sometimes she gets here when she measures herself to come back. And now, when Elijah saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand, he said, I hear the sound of abundant earth. So, oh my, I pray that this week that it will be such a marvelous time. The crutches and things will be hanging over these shirt posts around here. God will be glorified. I just trust that it will. And someday, I hope it comes to Freeport in a meeting like this, where I'll just stand and pray for the sick as it has come. I want to do that so bad. I don't want to. But yes, my ministry's been given. If I start into a meeting, you don't start it. All right. But when it once starts that, I can't cut it off. And every time I meet a person, there it is again. There it is again. It's pulling from everywhere. And that's the reason my ministry has never been a good success in America. But oh, how the Lord has blessed the overseas, dear brother. See? In America, the people are taught, you've got to lay your hands on it. Or you've got to anoint the Lord. Now that's what they believe, and there's no way of ever moving that. He's already been grounded into them. That's the you came into that. Yeah. And someday, if God willing, I'm trying to get out of it right now and ask from the Heavenly Father, and by a vision, he told me about a tent that the morning I'm going to California out to see the stepmother the first time. I put a little place there where we can pray to the people and I get away from the people just a minute so that I won't feel that full when I'm praying. That's what makes me weak. That's what takes me from the platform early. Don't lay on my kid. Not my kid. He stays with me like six coats or anything I've ever had in my life. He knows just exactly what to move. If it wasn't for him, I'd be in the insane institution. Because he let me stay. I trusted it with preachers one time, and here I'd walk the field and never got old for 2 or 3 years. And my boy is loyal to me, and I appreciate that. And so he sticks right by me. And so he stands on the platform and watches me. He sees me get a little white around the mouth. He says, "Daddy, I don't care if it's 50,000 here. If you don't come up and step across your shoulder, you will come." So that's what his mommy tells him. She won't let you go to the meeting while he's out. And she said, "There you go. I know what will happen to Daddy. You'll come back in all tore up and everything." And you go right there. No matter who says that, when you see he's got enough, get him off the platform and right hand. So I appreciate that, my son. Stay Paul. And now, friends, my ministry is this. My ministry isn't to touch people. And I find out that it isn't too much for the American people. But overseas, the only thing they have to see is one supernatural thing performed. Every one of them, whatever the discussion down here about a wheelchair going home, if you have had people to walk along for a while, they're just strange. At Durban, South Africa, where one person, that supernatural gift was in performance, I think it's about four of them, and one person on the platform, I turned and made a congregational prayer, and Brother Bosworth, this is honest, the man of the north in the world today, estimated 25,000 outstanding healings in one prayer. 7 truckloads of crutches and braces and sticks and clubs that had walked in and picked up off the ground when the meeting was over. That's more, that's all I need. Just see one and say, "Yeah, he's gone, he lives." That's all it is. It's that simple. But we're so educated, all we got to have is our way. See? That's where we need to die. Now we know, I'm an American too. It's the lovest land in the country. All over this backward state, this is my home. I love it. But yet we are the most needed missionaries in this country than anywhere I know of in the world. That's right. Missionaries are needed worse here. Just one supernatural there, and all the land of heathens is sitting there. Don't even know which is right and left hand. Straight naked. Not a stitch of clothes on. Sitting right there looking. Just look up to mud in their hair. And if you just act like you love them, they just cry. And then they see that supernatural reach out there and call a heathen by his name. Tell him what's wrong with him right there. My, they just, that's all they want to know. That's good enough. If you say he's here, that suits me. And they just lay it down and walk away. Just that simple. But when we start to lay ours down, we go, "Oh, I wonder, let me take a chance and see what if this is going to work or not." It won't work. That's just all. If you miss it right there. And so if God helping me in America from henceforth, from after this, to get to the weekend, I'm just going to pray for the sick people and go to the bottom and help them. And then just as the Lord will lead me to do certain things that way, and then leave this for the overseas. Because in there, it went hundreds of thousands of souls, you see. And here, it doesn't do much good. So now, I'm going to read some out of the Word. We're going right straight into it and expect God to give us one of the greatest services tonight that we've ever had. And I trust that tomorrow night, that when the brother walks through the platform, that the Holy Spirit just sweeps over this building, and every sick person that's under the tent will be healed, not by the cars too, will be healed. Now, how many love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind? Amen. That's wonderful. Now, be ready and be in prayer now while we read some of this blessed old Bible. Over the book of Kings, we read this. "And he said, over the window, eastward, and he opened. Then said Elijah, shoot, and he shot. And he said, this is the era of the Lord's deliverance." May he add his blessings to the reading of the Word. The era of God's deliverance, shot from above. Now, you know, no matter how mysterious it seems, God always keeps his word. No matter how unreasonable it may seem to people, God keeps his word. Right. And right. Yeah. If God makes a promise of anything, God will keep that promise. You and I make a promise. We break it because we don't need that to do it. But sometimes circumstances causes us to do it. But when God, being infant, then he knows all the future from the beginning, and he don't make a promise that he knows what's going to happen. And he always keeps his promise. Sometimes it seems like it's ridiculous the way that he would go around about to keep his promise, but God always does it. How strange that the people might thought in the days of Noah, when he was building away on an ark to save himself and his household, that there'd be rain come down out of heaven. But God rained it just the same. And I think of Moses, how that Moses standing up there on the mountain by the side of this burning bush, he lost all hope of freedom. Didn't seem like that the freedom that the people he so gallantly stood for one time was ever going to happen. But in the light of God standing with that burning bush, everything in him changed. And I think it's the same today, that many of us lose the sight of freedom. I think here, this little boy sitting before me, probably an infantile paralysis, real arms twisted up. I look at a lady here with a white cane sitting in front of me, a probably a blind woman. Lovely young lady laying here on a little cot. And maybe many of you there with cancer, heart trouble, and diseases that are going to kill you. But you lose all thought of freedom as soon as the doctor says it's incurable. Now, brother, if we'd ever come in the presence of God like Moses did, why, it was a revolutionary to him. Why, how it was revolutionized when in the light of that angel of God standing on that mountain that day, everything that he wanted for thought never would happen come to be a reality. And I think if man and women today would ever step into the light of the Holy Spirit, under the unction of God's Spirit and the light of God's Word, everything that God has promised will illuminate to you and be real again. Why, the reason Moses failed in the first place, here's what was the matter. It was a lack of having what the burning bush had. That's right. And what's our failure today is lack having what the Holy Spirit has. And the Holy Spirit has all good things for us. And if we receive the Holy Spirit, then all things are possible. And it's not only possible, but promised to us. Jesus said, ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it.
That's right.
If you abide in me and my words in you,
yeah,
ask what you will, it'll be given to you.
Amen.
See? When we step into the light of God's Word with the unction of the Holy Spirit to shine the light on us, brother, the impossible becomes little things then. God asks us to breathe His Word. He sends the Holy Spirit to energize that Word when it falls into us.
That's right.
When the Word's being preached, and the Holy Spirit brings the Word, He energizes that and flashes the same light of God's blessed promise. God said, I have remembered my promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I'm sending you down there to do it. See? Then, when God's Word and promise become enlightened by the presence of the angel of the Lord, stop Moses now. He's on his road. And God always keeps His promise. And in our text tonight, the very outstanding text to me, that when they had a great line of kings since the death of Ahab, and Elijah had told him of how he was going to die and what God was going to do because he was wicked, and how the Jezebel was going to be fed to the dogs because that she did the evil thing that she had done. And remember, my brethren and sisters, you reap what you sow. Do that's God's law. That's God's law of nature. You reap what you sow. So now, dear people, here's three for us. Let this be a warning to you. If you believe me to be God's servant, listen, the best thing for you to do around Life's Tabernacle and everywhere else is keep an old-fashioned prayer meeting going and keep the unity of the Spirit. Keep looking up and watching for the coming of the Lord. Keep all the world inside of it, no matter how bad it hurts, circumcised by the Holy Ghost to cut away the worldly things.
That's
I begin to see a lot of words that's creeping into you.
Yeah.
So now get down. No matter how bad it is. Like I'm talking to you, now you Baptist brother talk to your people over there the same way. But I begin to notice there's something different. It ain't the same like Tabernacle I used to come to. And I want you to remember tonight, you keep that old-fashioned prayer meeting. Keep the old-fashioned Holy Spirit calling among you.
Yeah.
Keep the Word of God.
Right.
Feel Christ in. And you're ready to have prayer somewhere. Just remember, as you sow, you'll reap. Just remember that. You've got one of the best churches I ever walked into in my life. Of anywhere on any continent. Life Saturday was one of my favorites. It breaks my heart to see you letting the world leak into you the way you're doing. So don't do that no more. Light out of it. Pray out of it.
Yeah.
And let God come back and take over. Submit yourself to God. And get the old-fashioned blessing back again. And Shreveport, you dear Southerners down here, who are the finest people I ever met. I don't say that if they compromise with you. I say it because they love you. If you want to get some real good treatment and real good old-fashioned hospitality, come to Louisiana. I mean that to my heart. And I tell you, don't let the world creep into you. Don't let the world get into your churches, brethren. Pray it out. Fast it out. And so God comes down and takes the hold. That's right. Keep the joy of the Lord among the saints. Keep them prayed up. And guard every little place. If Noah seen a leak in his ark, he put some pits in it. And so that's about the best thing ever to keep the leak out. The world out is to stop up the leak. It's the best thing that I know to do.
Right.
Only one way to do it, that's prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer stops the leak. Prayer changes things. Now, a long line of kings have come down. Ahab, the wicked one, had been shot by a bull and killed. And Jezebel was thrown out of the room as she tried to make love or thank Jehu when he drove down. And he had the eunuch to throw her out the window into the street. And did you know what? Let me tell you, like Tabernacle, seeing some of you women begin to wear your makeup and stuff like the rest of the women of the world. That really killed me when I walked in here the other day and saw that. Look, there's only one woman in the Bible that ever painted in her face. You don't paint your face to meet God, you do to meet man. And the woman that did that, God spared to the dog. So when you go wind up your service, God turns you over to some dog feet when you see anybody doing that. Now, keep away from it. Shun the appearance of evil. You may think I'm giving you a spark in the brother. I believe you need it down here. It's something that's wrong. There's something. I don't want you to get angry with me. I'm your brother. And God's going to make me answer before you. That's the day of judgment. Right. And the whole Pentecostal world, if they do lay down, don't you do it. You stay true to God. Pray up. Live right. Associate yourself with God and His people. And come out from among the worthy, ungodly things that the Bible says. The Holy Spirit calls the people out. No matter what your neighbor does and how good she is, what this or that form is, so shape of that underneath, it will leap right out on you. Amen. Come up from among them. Be separated, says God, and I will receive you.
Right.
That's the reason it's so hard to have a tent meeting down here. That's the reason it's so hard to have a meeting of any type. It's because that we let on those things. We ought to have a real meeting here. Sure, we ought to have a good time, people.
Yeah.
And you Christians, if you don't tell them that God has mercy on your sinful soul. Right. Sure. It's something wrong. And you got to get the word out before Christ comes in.
Right.
He just won't associate with unbelief and things of the world. Now, look, friend. Down along, you come along after Ahab, a borderline believer. All the way down. After this Ahab had left, then another one taking his place, another one, so he gets down to King Josh, was king during this time. And he was a lukewarm, borderline preacher, a believer. Anyway, the people wanted to do that was all right with Josh. Oh, he's taken down a few of the high places and was a heathen worshiper. He's done a few of these things, but yet he departed not from the sins of his father. Like that, just anyway, the people wanted to go that way, he wanted to go. Now, isn't that just exactly like preachers today? The way the congregation wants to do that, the way the preacher preaches to them. I want to tell you, a God-sent Holy Ghost-born preacher won't compromise with any congregation. Could you imagine John the Baptist when he brought out a lady that night and Herod was trying to touch his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have it. That man had the Holy Ghost. He didn't compromise. He told the truth. And what about it now? It's all over. What will it be at the day of judgment when the head of John the Baptist rose up before a lady? What will it be then? But if you're ever going to make a stand for God, pay the count. This is the time. Now is the time when we need of it. Now is the time when the church is waiting a thousand down on after all these great miracles and signs and wonders that God has sent men across the country doing, and yet the church is in a forest doctrine and stayed out 100 years. Right. I'm preaching to Pentecostals. Amen. When I first come among your group 10 years ago, it looked like a church, but today it looks like the world. It's the truth. Something happened somewhere. You got to wear any better clothes, you got to make a little more money, and it just made a staff out of you, that's all. Now you ask the truth. Yeah. You're trying to act like the rest of the world. You just take the day as a compromising time. That's true. You think your steps red enough to see if your neighbor don't think his steps red.
Sure.
You want to run around half the church a little feather up in it and watch all the women come to church and look around half the feather up in it. Right. Yes, sir. Oh, they want to look like one another. It's a matching time. You know that's true. It's a matching time. Amen. That makes the one home. Right. Listen. That is true. I'm not saying, my brother. I don't care whether my shoes match my trousers or my trousers match my coat. I want my spirit to match my body. That's the answer, man. You want to match something, match your experience in your soul. Amen. That's what we need today is a passing time. It's called praise in the Bible. Real matching time. Don't try to match your neighbor, match some of the saints of the Bible. If you're a saint, act like a saint. Walk like a saint. Dress like a saint. Talk like a saint. Pray like a saint. Believe like a saint. Shout like a saint. Feel like a saint. Feel like a saint. Fall like a saint. Go to heaven like a saint. Amen. Separating time. This borderline believing. This halfway lukewarm. Do you know the Bible said this day would come? The lady of sin church age. He said you'd see lukewarm. It makes God sick in his stomach. He said he'd spew you from his mouth. The lady of sin. Just enough religion to make you sick. Well, still longing for the faith to work, and I better not do that, old brother. If I want to do it, I do it. But I know tonight that there's a good old fashioned baptism of the Holy Ghost that makes you love God forever. You don't care to do it anymore. Amen. The child, people on his own glory. All the old saints of God used to stand around and sing the redemption songs and sing the blood and the power of God. And today it's as cold as zero. Nearly. You don't have them old fashioned songs you used to sing. You don't see their faces light up no more. And sing and clap their hands and raise their hands to God and praise God. Pray all night and lay out in the cornfields and things. Why, they sit in church 30 minutes without drumming and growling?
That's
the truth! Borderline! Lukewarm! Lay your sins! My! Shame on you! Oh, what a day that we're living in! Like the day of July! Borderline! Halfway lukewarm, going away, tossed about! Winds! Clouds without rain! Talks about, never learning, able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Don't be talked about by everything. Don't be talked about what you see on the television. Why, some Christians today are staying home on Wednesday night to see the television. Sure, that's true. Well, you know, that's the gateway of all the Hollywood out there. Why, it's nothing else but a bunch of big prostitutes and a porter. Look on the priest records. I have them. Priest records were then movie stars, and you want to act like them? What happened to Christ? What happened to the saints of the Bible? You're going to paddle after Hollywood and dress like Hollywood, act like Hollywood. The reason that we've got a lot of Hollywood evangelistic preachers jump up and down on the platform and stand you out of their offering. We ought to get out of ourselves and trust God. Get out of the faces and stand and fly. You can't be for something. Call the praise and Holy Ghost revival to you. Amen. Right. The shame. The way we're acting. Get back to God. Now, this old king, he thought he would just go any way the wind blows. Talks about everything. Well, you're never stable. You don't know what you do believe. And the people today, they'd rather stay home and see, I love Lucy, or what is that? Lucy something. They're very Lucy. Okay, there it is. It's loose enough to run your hair. That might be all right for the heathens, but that's not for Christians. Why the hypocrisy? Christians won't say love the word of God. If you got something in your feet on such nonsense as that, you need to repent. All your rock and roll and boogie woogie, where did it come from? Out of Africa. I just left Africa. You went as that paint on, you know where it comes from? That's the mark of heathenism. They paint their face, and that's where you got it from. Heathens got it. Christians washed your face. Amen. That might kind of spark a little bit. You better be smart there and put it somewhere else. Amen. God loves the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's what you're all about. Real example is that was part of the world. call ourselves Christians and harmonize our souls with such as that. No wonder the world is changed. No wonder something's happening. No wonder you can't have soul stirring meetings anymore. Because the world is changed. Borderline. Halfway wishy-washy. Oh my, what a condition. In the face of all that now, to show you there's a hope, this old King George heard that the prophet was sick. And he went out to visit him. And when he went to visit him, he didn't come to hear reverence. He would come with respect. He walked up, he had enough God about him to know that he must visit this prophet with respect. So he walked up and wept over him. He said, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And when he did, see, that's the way you want to get something from God. Don't come around a meeting like this to make fun. Don't come around to pack some kind of tale from one place to another. If you do that, you'll never get no word with God. Don't read the Bible to fuss about it. Read the Bible to live it.
That's
right. Right. So then he went down there, and he seen, he respected him. He said, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horse. In other words, my father, you're worth more than all the chariots of Israel and all the horsemen of the house. True that is. I say tonight, though Elijah was considered a holy ruler, a fanatic by the modern world, yet his presence in that nation was worth more than all of the horses and chariots they had. And I'll say tonight that a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost tank meeting is more to protect us than all the atomic bombs that we could create in a million years. Respect. He didn't go to say, now, hey, Holy Lord, you know what my pastor just told me about you? Oh, he didn't do that. He walked down with respect and he wept over him. And because he come and approached it reverently, God had respect him. God said, now, so Elijah rise up. And Elijah rose up. And they were just about ready in their backslidden condition to be deceived by another country, the Syrians. They were coming to get him. And Elijah knew that, but because this one man humbled himself and come down before God and said, oh, my Father, how we need you. God respected him. And he respected Elijah, and God respected him. And if you respect God's Bible and God's Holy Spirit, he'll respect you. Amen. Don't try to contradict it or say it isn't so, just believe it. That's all. Watch him now. And Elijah said, go get your bow. And he put an arrow in it. Said, open the window towards the east. The east is the way that Jesus will come. And he said, now watch. Now I want you to put the air in the place and draw back just as far as you can. And he did. He said, shoot. And when he shot, what happened? The arrow went out. He said, get the arrow. When he come back, he said, back to ground. And he struck the ground three times. And the prophet was wroth with him. He said, why did you strike it more times than that? Why didn't you do something else about it? Strike it more times. If you struck it three times, if you only have three victories. That's just about what the things happen tonight in the Christian church. We have struck the era of God's deliverance, he said it was. God sent the era of deliverance to us. The era of deliverance is the Holy Spirit that's been sent up from the bow of God's love. Right? When eternity was pulled together by the cord of love, God shot the era of deliverance into the church on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
Amen. And the church was given her hand. Hallelujah. The church was given into her hand the era of God's deliverance. Amen. The Holy Spirit will deliver the church out of any kind of a chaos it can get into. So what did they do with it? They picked up the arrow and they struck three times. Right at the back sitting, king. They struck the arrow like, well, we'll build a church, that's all right. We'll teach theology, that's all right. We'll teach psychology and have an organization. That's as bad as far as it struck. They struck short of many blessings. And the church tonight, hear me, the church tonight is still striking short. The church has struck short of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's struck short of the river from sin. It's struck short. Or you say, I'm going to church. Go on, you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost to take that old paper out of it. It puts you on the dress and makes you act like a lady. It makes you quicker smoking, makes you lying, stealing, and everything. Go on, you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's preparation. It's a miracle. And the pain of the world. Amen. It makes you love God. It makes you go to church. It makes you worship Him. It makes you tell your neighbor about it. It makes you live above sin. Hallelujah! But the modern church has struck short of it. Oh, they just struck it. We got a church. We got a good teacher. We got theology. That's not enough you should know about. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse of the law. Hallelujah! God sent the baptism of the Holy Ghost and put it into the hands of the church, the heir of God's deliverance, to deliver from sickness, from sin, from worry, from trouble, from worldliness, from everything else. Yeah. That was struck short of it. Amen.
Thank you.
But that first bunch of Jews didn't. They struck it for everything God had for them. They had all kinds of signs, wonders, miracles, guidance, gifts of the Holy Ghost, everything. They had it. But we're striking short of it. The baptism of the Holy Ghost in the last days is coming to Gentiles, the Western country. And God shot the air of deliverance for us, and we have just about stuck along us and everybody said, oh, I'm a sinner. Hallelujah. I belong to the church of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That don't do you a sinner. Ha! Better. It's not an organization. God said, strike us. It's given to each individual. The strike against the powers of the devil. Our sickness, sin, selfishness, backbiting, fussing. Oh my, what are you? Amen. But we strike short. Oh, we go over to the church and we join the church and we think that's all right. That's not all right. Brother, don't strike short of nothing of God's blessing. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Strike it. Amen. Don't be afraid, God said so. I'm the Lord and He will see. Find it! God said so. It's the era of deliverance. It's brought into the church tonight. We talk about a historical God. That's what's the matter tonight. The church has been taught us some historical things and not put it down to a present day. What good is a God of Elijah if He isn't the same God tonight? What good is a God of Moses that delivered the Hebrew children? Out of Egypt. What good is that God in history if He isn't the same God tonight? What good is the God that walked the banks of Galilee back there and opened the eyes of the blind, made the deaf and dumb to speak and hear, healed the sick, the lepers, raised the dead? If He isn't the same God tonight, what good is He?
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What good is He? What good does it do to give your boys an education? Of subject all the history, learn all the theology, teach them the Bible. Then if you turn around and tell that same group of men that the days of miracles is past, and don't think what good does it do to know history? What good does it do to give your firm orthodox teaching the best you can give him, and then pass him up in the case of all their life? That's the same way it is today. With all of our education, with all of our theology, with all of our church denominations and things, we fashion people up to tell us that the days of miracles is past. There's no such a thing today. They can't be healed. There's no such a thing as the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All this stuff is their nonsense. What could they do to preach them the Bible if they're going to keep them saved up and say that God left us many years ago? If He ain't the same God in the rivers back there, and now if He was back there, He isn't. What's happened to us? He's a dead teacher. He's some historical something. How are you going to get a man warm by a painted box? If a man was freezing to death, you say, well, brother, look at this nice fire burning. It burnt 2,000 years ago. What good does this man stand here freezing? Sure. If Jesus Christ raised the dead, He said, I'll be with you always in the world. What good does it do to teach you this historical fact if you can't prove that He's the same today?
That's right.
Amen!
That's right.
If he isn't the same tonight and everything he was back there, he isn't God.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I have deliverance to give to the church, but worldliness, unbelief, superstition, and everything else that's creeped in, brought worldliness to the church, brought fusses in the church, arguing, different denominational bearings. One day I'm this way, I'm that way, I'm a call on it, oh my. That's what's the matter. But brother, so yes, the air of deliverance is still with mercy like given to the church. What we ought to do is pick it up and strike for the glory of God. That's right. And every divine blessing that God promised, enjoy it by faith if you receive it. Do you believe it?
Amen.
I believe it in the light of God's word, that God promised you that he'll do a certain thing. And he met Moses up on the mountain. And Moses decided with all his doctrines, with all he knew about the Bible, all his mother had taught him, all the teachers had taught him, and everything he tried to go out and do it in himself and failed. But one time when the angel of God come down, and God spoke in the power of the Holy Spirit, God's word become real. When the Holy Spirit revealed it to Moses, he was a different man. I tell you, my brother, sister, tonight, you might have thought this might be fanaticism or something, but you once set for God and take his promise and reach that out there and say, my Lord, I believe that the Holy Ghost passed over that part of my place. You'll be a different person. In the light of God's word, may you live and believe and serve the Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, this is the night. This is the time when man must press to the King. This may be the last time that man here or women will ever hear. This may be the last opportunity that death may take them before morning. This may be the last time that some people ever said or have hit me. Oh, God of heaven, speak with you, Lord. Oh, may the Holy Ghost take these few broke up words and sink them down into hearts and flash the Holy Spirit over the top of us that they'll come to life and live anew in every heart. Grant it, Lord, tonight. Get glory out of the service and save sinners. Call home backsliders and heal the sick. We ask in Christ's name and with our heads bowed. I'm going to ask you, is there a man or woman in your life that's guilty of sin? I don't care how long you've been going to church, whether you ever did or whether you did not. You're guilty, and you've got enough real respect for God with everybody with their heads bowed. I told you. Would you raise your hand to God and say, God, by raising my hand, I'm guilty, I won't forgive you. Will you do it? God bless you. God bless you. You. Yes, my. Name. Wherever you go, God bless you, young man. God bless you, young fellow. God bless you, young lady. God bless you, sister. God bless you, lady. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. The Holy Spirit is here. Speaking. Bringing the glorious blessings of God down. Somebody on the outside, God bless you, young lady. See your hand, God bless you, sir. See yours. That's right, way out. Anywhere else, God bless you, way back in the corner. That's wonderful. Somebody else. Brother Brandon, I know one thing, we got to face facts. We got to know this. Might be a little rough and handled up, but brother, we're living in the last hour. We got to quit this here handing the gospel with gloves on. Make it a little neat thing to join the church. Jesus said, except the man be born again, he can't even see the kingdom of heaven. Now, born again person is God's same child. If you're not in that state tonight, would you be honest enough with God to raise your hand? Somebody has it. Been 22 for more, raise your hand. Well, somebody else that hasn't it, God bless you, sir. God bless you, young man. God bless you back there, brother. Yes, sir. That's fine. God bless you, old little lady. I see you as surely God does. I know he does. He even knows every spare of us. You say, Brother Graham, I'm guilty of the sin that you preached against tonight. I'm guilty of staying home from my church and looking at television. I'm guilty of reading old lucky magazines. I'm guilty of looking at vulgar pictures. I'm guilty of watching women on the street that's immorally dressed. I'm guilty of all these things. Oh, I just turn my head and get a Christian jealous lady. Are you guilty? Then thank you before God by raising your hand. Then I'm guilty. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That's on his part. That's on his part. Perfect. God will honor that. 10 or 15 more hands come up. Yes, sir. Guilty. We're going to pray and ask God, and you pray and ask God, that he'll take every bit of the guilt away tonight. Our Heavenly Father, oh God, do. Lord, I tried it that night with all my heart. I see the sinking sand. I see Satan setting that trap here for these lovely people. Oh, God, please somehow inject love into their heart. So let them know that I love them. And I'm trying with all my heart to tell them what is truth and what's right. And many, yes, dozens have raised their hands tonight as they're guilty. God Almighty, would you turn a tentative soul down? No. He that cometh to me, I don't know why I cast out. I pray tonight, God, that salvation will speak to every heart, and they will be made holy and go from the tabernacle of a tent tonight that is never no more indulged in those things. When the heathen that presents themselves on the street half naked made that Christian gentleman by the Holy Ghost turn his head. When an old television begins to move in, all kinds of old silly nonsense stuff of sinners that will go to hell someday about their repent, come on to influence and throw their weight against the Christians of God, may the Holy Ghost speak to their hearts. They remember that night in the tent. When they are out, condemn you for that, and you raise your hands and may they never be guilty again. Then it's God. Now, that the people might know that you're still alive. That the people might know that we're not talking just to be talking. That we're not trying to introduce something you don't know nothing about. I thank thee, Heavenly Father, by your grace that I do know you and the power of your resurrection. I made many mistakes in my life, Lord. I'm ashamed of it. In many places I should have done, in places I ought to have went. I've went different and done different, and I'm sorry of it, God. And I repent with all my heart. And ask that you will send me all to the four corners of the earth and let me while my life is and I'm still strong, let me go forth and preach the gospel like never before. Oh God, I renew my vows with you here before these people. Oh, I pray that in Christ's name that you'll anoint me, Lord, with the Holy Ghost, that you'll show signs and wonders and signs in my body. Oh, renew the visions, Lord. Yes, this last tabernacle is popular with me. And the Baptists and Methodists, the Presbyterians and whatever, that's together here tonight, may their churches be on fire and the old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. Right here in Freeport, may the Arabs of servers follow up on this group tonight that will absolutely revolutionize the whole Freeport and it's rounds it out with an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. Let it, Lord, bless our God's brother who should stand here tonight to finish on this need. Oh, Father, send the Holy Spirit to make a living motion tonight that you are living and live forevermore. In Christ's name I have this. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We
find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. Ask for our soul to be free. And thank you. Or do you like singing your song? Are you all right? All right. Here's the old time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't get near it. That's the reason people fear it, but it's good enough for me. Here's the old time. Do when I am dying, it will make stop your lying. It will start the devil dying, and it will have a fuck you. Oh, I things are undercover, and it's not a fault.
But who are you? He said, I'm he. Now, if he was Jesus that way yesterday, he's got to be Jesus that way today, if he is the same. Now, the only thing given in him, he has got a powerful body. His body is setting up on the throne of God. That's how Jesus' the throne he's sitting on tonight. The Bible said he's sitting on his Father's throne. Is that right? He that overcomes shall set with me on my throne, and I've overcome and set on my Father's throne. Now, his throne is on the earth. He's to be here with people. Now, see, you'll never be an angel. You know that. You'll never be an angel. You'll never be old. You'll never be wrinkled. You'll never be sick. You'll never have a weary. And you'll never be an angel. You will be a human being, only in mortal. You'll have a glorified body like his body. You'll both eat and drink and live and love and associate forever and forever. Not spooks flying around in the air. Never. The Bible don't teach no. God made angels, yes, but he never made you an angel. He made you be a human. And Jesus came down. God came down and made flesh and made a man to dwell here with his people on the earth. And someday he's coming back in that powerful, glorified body. Just a little thought before we go on forever. What are you saying for the Hebrews down in Egypt? I want to explain to you. What about the Hebrews down in Egypt? Every time that they had slapped you on the back, slapped by the enemy, sit in the face, kicked over, whatever it was, coming down the street, you look over in there, in the casket, a little red casket there, that the body of Joseph, the prophet, and they know for that sign that someday they were going out.
That's right.
It was going out someday. That was a sign that God gave. Joseph said, don't you? The Lord was loaded. Come to you. And he will visit you. But don't bury my bones here. But someday, when you go out, take my bones with you. Every time a Hebrew, no matter what trouble he was in, he could look at those bones and remember that was a promise. That someday, he was going to the promised land. And tonight, I'll take the big Lord. And we got an open grave here. We go out to the graveyard, ashes, dust to dust of our world. We sprinkle the cross, our fellow, wife, baby, father, brother. I don't know what it means now to sympathize with you as you sprinkle, ashes, and dust to dust. My heart will go with it. But then we get on each morning, I can pack a crown and put on there, look away down that grave. No one is down somewhere. There's the presence of God. Year and year, fathers, we want to send you. And tonight, I'll take the big Lord. And we got an open grave here. We brought in the graveyard, ashes, dust to dust of our own. We sprinkle the cross, our fellow, wife, baby, father, brother. I don't want to use now to sympathize with you as a sprinkle, ashes, up to dust. My heart will go with it. But then again, on each morning, I can pass the crown and put on there, look away down in that grave, know there's time somewhere, there's the presence of God. Year and year, fathers, we won't even think as everlasting life, shall never come to condemnation but passing death. I think that, I think, my wife is gone. Old Sherry, my darling baby son, Dad, Edward, Charles, my brother, you've gone on, mother standing in the grave. Look down there and see your name, don't see your picture on there. Little brother in here, aren't you in the presence of God? But I think I couldn't see you today because you're in a different body, a celestial body. I won't be able to see you there. But every time when they cry out, Lord, how long, the soul and the water, they looked at me under that altar, they're sitting down at the throne, and there's the powerful body. Amen. When we see it 52, that Jesus has promised they would come up from the grave again. Jeremiah has still got a sign, God. He has found everywhere God is a sign. You know that? Where there's God, there's signs. Signs, these signs shall follow them that believe, said the Bible.
That's right. Amen.
Signs, everywhere.
Yeah.
Every one of those signs. He couldn't see that, but God gave them. That's his grace. He gives them. We were kidnapped and that's wrong. But when he just gives them by grace, that's wonderful. And there's a sign here that we're going away from here someday. We're going to come up from that grave again. Or there's an empty grave in Jerusalem.
Okay.
Amen. And then up there, when we come back and visit with us, there's a sign someday that they'll be made flesh. Although their bodies are in there and they can't go on and beat them up,
But yet there's a corporal body, it won't raise the dead. Someday they're coming back to earth again. Come on, we'll be with us. Amen. Job cast on the skin worms, destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. When I shall see for myself, my eyes shall behold not another. Guys, we know he was coming for us because God has promised him. We got signs tonight. A missionary was crossing the country one time, and here's an infidel that was with him, dying. He said, "Oh, you guys come here talking about something you can't see." They're all nonsense. There is no such a thing as that. Why don't you all go get next to yourself and go to your home? Missionary never said a word. That night he made the camp. Next morning he got up, and the sun was peeping up on the desert hill, and man, that was the infidel. Went out and said, "Oh, Friday morning." He said, "Say, there was jackals around here last night." He said, "How do you know there was jackals?" He said, "I see the signs." "Well, what?" "But I don't see no jackals." He said, "There were signs around here." "Well, I know it was here." He looked up at the sun and said, "Hallelujah, God still lives. I see the signs, and he's still on the throne." Amen. And tonight when Jesus comes here to save the sinner, and to bring forth his word, and to show signs and wonders, we can shout the praises of God. Our Christ lives tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, now, the great strategic time is at hand. The time is at hand when I have witnessed to you with all my heart. I've tried with all my heart to correct and to exalt the kingdom of God and to bring down judgment upon the people. And they have repented, Lord. Many have raised their hands with honest confessions that they're ashamed of their sinful life. God, I don't think one raised their hand that you didn't forgive. And now to show them that you're here, not that you have to anymore, but that you appear here in such a visible manner tonight that they'll see you be happy that they raise their hands to a God that lives. And when we're living in this great, strange time, we look at the paper, we see the great Armageddon coming up. We see the tanks, the atomic bombs. We see the end of the Gentiles is at hand. We see the world rising. We see sin on every hand. It's time now. It's at hand. God, we're so glad that we've got a living God. We've got one who promises, and God's here with us, showing himself visible among us. And we thank you for it. Would you let your humble servant, by your predestinated gift, represent you tonight before your people? I pray as I humble myself before you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son. Amen. Somehow I just feel so good tonight. For the glory of God being here. I wanted to see his grace so bad before him. Alright. What was in prayer part R last night? Was that it? R? I believe it was R. Alright. I believe we called the last of the night tonight. Let's call the first of these nights. All right, somebody, now if you're not here, we'll see first tonight. Now come back tonight. Anybody got R number one? Look at your prayer card. Yes, that's good then. All right, come over here, lady. R number two? Number three? Number four? Number five? Number six? Number seven? Number eight? Nine? Ten? 11? 12? There's about a dozen for the first hands that was raised up tonight. Sometimes I do that call down and get saved that night. I call that man to the platform. And if you get saved, I try to do that if I can. After God to give me grace, you say, "Well, I just watch that. I have certain things to God. I say, now, Lord, if you will say 50 tonight, I'll call 50. And you give me strength for 50. And if you say so many, well, you give me strength for that so many." And I usually call it, and I've judged about 12 hands at least. To make it positive, I wasn't overshot. Let's see what was that, 12? 13, 14, and 15. That's all I call 13, 14, and 15. But then somehow make it even number. And maybe I've not seen someone outside. Be sure that I was honest with the Lord. Now, don't you love him? Isn't he wonderful? Now, listen, friends. While there, the ushers are down there, please, brethren. If you will go down line and keep up so they come to their numbers. Now, Father, do you know how many doesn't have a prayer card? And you want Jesus to be in your hand. God bless you. God bless you, honey boy. God bless you. All around in the world, that's good. And you don't have to have a prayer card. You only have to have faith. Is that right?
God, yeah.
You have to have faith. Yeah. That's all God has said. Whosoever has a prayer card?
to whosoever has faith, whosoever believeth. You got that?
Yeah.
Wherefore the man doeth it. Wherefore just praise the sick. Now, how many believe the gift of calling are without repentance? I have said so. God has said in the church. God. Now listen to the children. Let me give just a little warning here on the seaboard. Be real careful in the days to come. Now everything that shouts and praises God is not God. Cain did the same thing. But they come from the scripture. They come out of God's word. Now watch it. Because remember, when God sends a revival, hell sends one too. And when Moses and Aaron went down to defeat the Egyptians, there stood Janus and Janus too. Then all almost impersonate Moses. You remember, they could bring diseases, but they couldn't heal diseases. There's no one who can heal but God. God's the only healer. God's the only healer. Now, and the priest doesn't prove what it is. By the fruit you shall know them. Isn't that right? Now, don't you love the Lord Jesus and fall with all of your heart? All right? Now, I tell you what now. I just want to wait a few minutes. I believe I just pray for these people. They just pass on to and be all right. I believe so. Just let the lady shine. Stand here just a moment. Now, just a moment. Now, ladies, I just let you know that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is here. I want you to believe. You do it? Is this your first one ever being on the meeting? No, you've been in the meetings before. I don't know you do it. I don't know you. But if you will believe God, that female trouble you got to leave. You believe it? All right. And you have faith. Ladies, I don't know you. God does. But that shadow is here for the future of God's kicking you. What if I told you later on to pray for you that God is very sure by you? Would you accept it? Then go and believe me. You believe that with all your heart? Thank God. Let's say praise the Lord. You believe, lady? With all your heart? You believe God made you well? Take that diabetes away from you. You believe you do it? You believe you take it out of praise the Lord! You believe? Paul says, he is thou his belief. All things are possible. How do you do, lady? Don't go to do it. You believe in Jesus' service, God's service? You believe that we do things on earth? You think that God will put the view of me off your trouble? You believe it? Mm-hmm. Would you accept it as coming from God? Would you believe it come from God? All right. Will the rest of you believe it? Well, let's take the case of our Lord Jesus just for a moment. Let's take the case of our Lord Jesus. Here he was sitting at a well in the womb, and here's the very same case tonight. See? Not just maybe the very same thing. I'm a long way down with the servant of the Lord Jesus. And you I don't think you'd be a woman of ill fame like that, but it's a it's again a man and a woman. And Christ said that he would be with us to the end of the world. Then if he is, it'd be a sign to the people that they don't have to worry. The very Christ that made the statement is here. Is that right? Would you believe it, audience? If the Lord were revealed to me something about this woman here, perhaps maybe more than what her trouble is, would you accept it then? Believe it all your heart? And look on me. Now this is a gift. It's just a gift of God. I have no way of knowing you more, nothing else. But if you just look at me just a moment and let us breathe while I just talk to you. Now, yes, sir. You're in a dying condition. That's right. Of course, you have cancer. Not only cancer, but cancer has two of them, and they're both on your breath. That's right. You're extremely nervous, aren't you? And you're not from Freeport. No, sir, you're from Arkansas. That's right. And then grow to me. Isn't that right? And go back to Arkansas and believe on the Lord Jesus.
What is it?
Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Let us yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Yield, oh God, in our heart. Yield it to Him, Lord. Very quietly. Amen. Our visions is what we can experience. Visions doesn't heal. Visions only vindicates God. Amen. And His goodness. You believe God heals you, God got in trouble sitting out there, lady? You believe it, He'll make you well? If you believe it with all your heart, have what you ask for. If you believe it. See, I got the lady. Do you have a prayer card, lady? No prayer card? Do you have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card, do you? Yes. You have a prayer card? All right, well, then you won't need it now. You won't need it now. It's your faith, trust me. If thou canst believe. Lady, second lady in the end there, other lady, with a pair of glasses on looking this way, got low blood pressure. You think these guys can hear me, sisters? He's sitting there on a pink cushion, looking at you with a spotted dress on. Say, look at that. Yes, do that. You think Jesus Christ make you well? You raise up your hand if you believe. All right, step in there. See how unconscious faith is, the woman is sitting there thinking in her heart so much that she didn't even hear me talking to her. Now, God, but to see God's fortune. Amen. If that is Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever, I say, God, that's the Bible. Amen.
Right.
If thou canst believe,
right.
All things are fine.
That's right.
We're strange to one another, ladies. Why, you look like a good, healthy person. I never seen you, but the Lord Jesus knows you, doesn't He? Do you believe Him? You believe me to be His servant? Not a lot of faith moving at all. So, I hope you can keep that way. You're extremely nervous. Because, yes, because you're suffering and you're troubling your colon. That's right. It's a tumor in your colon. That is right. Isn't that right? You got trouble with your stomach, too. Or with your stomach. That's right. I'm not reading your mind, but that's what the doctor says, but that's what it is. So, you believe you're going to heal now? Then walk on your own. In the name of Jesus Christ, you God. Amen. You believe it? Don't doubt. That's it. How do you? Are we strangers to each other? We are. I don't know. You don't know me. I don't know one thing that matters. You know that. Don't know it. Strangers is nothing. The only thing you're here for is strangers to somebody else. That's your brother. He isn't here. He's northwest of here, Hayfield, Oklahoma. And he's an alcoholic. And you want me to pray for him. Thanks. Go on your Lord Jesus Savior name. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. How do you do? We're strangers to one another. I don't know you. You don't know me. God knows us both. You're here for me to pray for you. You got a growth over your left eye. Can't be seen right now, but it's over there anyhow. Isn't that right? You got skin cancer on your face. Isn't that right? You want me to pray for you. Is that true? Then come here and I'll do it.
Oh God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you'll take away this disease. I pray in Jesus' name.
Have faith in God. All things are possible to them that believe. If thou canst believe it, the Bible said all things are possible. Are you believing that? Amen! I see two little children standing here. Right in here. Their mother's with them. They both got sinus. All right. You believe the Lord Jesus will make the children to be well? If you can, if you'll have faith and believe God, God will do it. Do the little boy and little girl. Have faith in them, and God will grant it to you. All right. Will you believe in the sister with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You do? I am a stranger to you. I don't know you. Never seen you. You expect me to watch the business. You're nervous, aren't you? Do you believe that God will make you well? Believe He'll make you easy? The other thing you desire to God with somebody else in your heart, that's right. A woman lives across the river somewhere, he holds her. And she got her heart right through the difference.
that right? You bring it to God's word?
All right, we're going to speak to God's
word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Dr. Bypass that operation. Take two wrong with that operation. Make it well. You hear? All right, then receive it. Thank you. Amen. That's how we got it to leave. I
Who's going to be all? There is a time. There is a time. They fight against God.
Are you
wrong?
Come on.
Oh, you hit the table down here to the Lord. Put them at the television. Put them at the things of the Lord. Look at the television.
That's right.
Right. Look who died for you. Look who paid the penalty. Look who you did your sin. Now answer the things of the Lord.
That's right.
That's right. Father, help you. Come on in. Father, come on now. Who else will come? Come on. Everyone. Everyone. Now, if you've got needed anything else from the Lord, come up to the altar right now. You don't want to die from the Holy Ghost. Take your way to the altar right now. Take your way. You just fight for you. Take your way. You just want to die from the Holy Ghost. You don't want to heal. Take your way to the altar. God bless you. Wherever you are, take your way to the altar now. Come to this place where our son, God, our Jesus Christ name, that is here with open arms. Ready to give every person, every faith, and an era of complete deliverance. God's era of deliverance is in your hands. Don't be afraid to fight with it. This is the hour of the faith. This is the hour of time. Fight! 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 Fight!